感谢主，我哋又一次喺主嘅面前相聚。
We thank the Lord that we meet again before Him。
弟兄姊妹嚟聚会嘅时候都晓得啦。
Brothers and sisters, when you come to this meeting, you know。
我哋今次聚会交通嘅主题，仍旧系跟随去年我哋聚会所交通未曾完成嘅嗰一部分。
The theme this year is to continue where we have left off last year when we did not complete the whole subject.
去年我哋曾经用过一个整个夏令会嘅时间嚟读到以弗所书嘅头一半。
Last year, we spent the whole conference studying the first half of the book of Ephesians.
我哋可以话系将神对佢心思里面最重嘅启示系去寻找过一次。
We can say that we gone through together the deepest of the heart and mind of the Lord.
但神嘅启示唔系只有真理嘅部分。
But the revelation of the Lord is not contained in truth alone.
佢仍然系有实际嘅部分。
And he also has his practical aspects as well.
真理嘅部分系我哋嘅认识。
The truth is to what we can understand.
实际的部分是我们的生活。
And the practical aspect is our living.
神将他自己的心意向我们解开的时候，我们晓得他的安排。
When the Lord opened his mind to us, we can then understand his arrangement for us.
但是这个安排怎样在我们的生活的里面发表出来呢？
But how can this arrangement of God be expressed in our daily lives?
叫神真理的启示成为我们的实际呢？
So that the revelation on the truth become practical realities.
这个是以弗所书下半部的那个主要的内容。
And that is contained in the second half of the book of Ephesians.
但是为着去年。
And for last year.
我估相当有部分弟兄姊妹去年的夏令会
And for the benefit of those who was not able to join us last year,
所以我们在今次夏令会开始的时候，我们用第一个聚会来将去年交通过的很浓缩的来温习一次。
I would like to summarize all that we learned last year in the first message today.
然后我们就进入去生活的实际的学习的里头。
Then we'll enter into the practical expression in our daily lives.
咁样我哋就晓得我哋嗰个实际嘅操练系有根据。
Then we understand that our practical expression is based on certain truth.
系有目的嘅。
And there is a goal.
有方向嘅。
And there are directions.
有原则嘅。
And there are principles.
唔系我欢喜点就点。
It's not that what I'd like to do, then I will do.
而系学习去跟随主自己嗰个心思。
But rather, to seek to follow the mind of the Lord.
在我们未曾开手交通到主的话的之前，
And before we begin to share the word of the Lord,
我们一同有点祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主，我们敬拜你。
Our Lord, we worship you.
你把我们召聚到这个地方。
Because you have gathered us together here.
叫我们同有一个心意来寻找认识你。
That together we have one mind to seek to know you.
去追求你最大的喜悦。
To seek your greatest pleasure.
主，我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we have to bow down and worship you.
因为你将这样的恩典赏赐给我们。
Because you have given us in such a grace.
是按照我们的本相，是我们不该得的。
According to our true nature, we do not deserve this.
也是我们所不配去领会的。
Nor are we worthy even to understand.
感谢赞美我们的主。
But Lord, we praise and thank you.
在你的怜悯的里头。
In your great mercy to us.
你越过我们所有的亏欠和无知。
You have superseded all our ignorance and our sins.
你把你自己连同你自己心里的意念都毫无保留的向我们来。启示让我们来打开。
Without reservation, you open your heart and mind unto all of us.
我们的主，我们一面向你低头敬拜。
Lord, on one hand, we worship and bow down before you.
我们一面在这里来等候你。
On the other hand, Lord, we wait before you.
主求你用着你曾经讲过嘅话，今天向我哋再说一遍。
Lord, we pray that you use what have been said already, speak to us afresh today.
叫你嘅话喺我哋嘅里头好新鲜嘅嚟苏醒我哋。
The Lord, your word may refresh us freshly this morning.
嚟更新我哋。
To renew us, Lord.
我哋敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
因为你乐意作咁嘅事。
Because it is your pleasure that you should do this.
为咗要把我哋带回神起初嘅目的。
In order to bring us back to your original purpose for us.
我哋话我哋感谢咗，还要再感谢。
We say, Lord, we thank and we want to thank again.
我哋敬拜咗，还要再敬拜。
We worship and we worship again, Lord.
因为你将无限嘅恩情。白白的赏赐给我们。
Because Lord, you pour unto us infinite mercy and grace.
主，但愿你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵，带我们进入你自己的心意。
Lord, we pray that you lead us into your mind through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们都在这处来仰望。
Lord, together we look to you.
主，荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, glorify your name.
将属天的祝福显明。在我们的中间。
Oh, manifest the spiritual is heavenly blessing among us, Lord.
我们仰望你。
For Lord, we look to you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
With praise and thank our God.
我们何时打开以弗所书？
Whenever we open the book of Ephesians,
我们都好像被带到天上。
It seems that we are brought into the heavenly.
直接在主的面前同主面对面。
Directly face to face with the Lord.
因为主将他自己的宝贝的心意是向我们解开。
Because the Lord opened his precious mind unto us.
就是神在创世之前他在人的中间有什么样的安排和定规。
And that's what he has in mind before the creation of the world.He has for us.
我们平常我们领会到救恩对我们是非常的宝贝。
Not ordinarily, we appreciated salvation unto us.
但当我们进入到神自己的永远的旨意的时候，
But when we understand the eternal purpose of God unto us,
我们不能不承认救恩只是我们进入神荣耀丰富的起点。
Then we have to admit that salvation is only the beginning of the fullness of the will of God.
我们走进这一点的时候，
When we enter into this point,
我们的主就一步一步接着圣灵将我们带到丰富的深处。
And then the Lord will lead us step by step into the richness of His will.
然后把我们带到荣耀的高处。
And bring us into the highest of His glory.
我们整个的人可以说就是被神那个丰满来完全的充满。
And we can say that we are filled with the fullness of the fullness of God.
一直吸引着我们不能不按着主的心意来向前奔跑。
And he is to attract us that we cannot but to run our future path according to the fullness of God.
以弗所书就是这样将神的心意向我们来打开。
And this is how the book of Ephesians is expressed before us.
弟兄同埋姊妹在我们要温习我们去年所交通过的话呢，我只是和同弟兄姊妹读一处的经文。
And for the revision of what we did last year, I'm going to concentrate in only one passage.
读哪一处呢?
Where should I choose this passage?
我们读第一章。
Go to Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。使你们真知道他。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We worship and we praise our Lord.
在他为我们所预备的那个救赎的旨意的里头。
In the mind of God, according to the redemption that He has wrought for us,
他是定规将他的自己来赏赐给我们。
He was intended that He give to us Himself.
我们常常是将主所作的其中一部分，以为那个就是主所赏赐给我们的全部。
Oftentimes we confuse and think that what God has given us a part.And we confuse it as a whole.
但是当主将我们带到他自己的启示的光的底下的时候，
But when the Lord brings us into the light of his revelation,
我们会发现到神那个救赎的旨意 唔系仅仅将部分嘅恩典嚟赏赐俾我哋。
Then we realize that the salvation plan that He has for us is not only in part，
乃系将佢个完整嘅自己嚟赏赐俾我哋。
But rather He gave Himself totally, wholly unto us。
所以当神嘅灵感动保罗为入教会嚟有所仰望嘅时候
，That is why when the Holy Spirit moved Paul and to bring to bear the church，
佢向神求一件事情。
And he asked God for one thing.
求主将赐人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们。
That the Lord may grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心里面的眼睛。
So that our spiritual eyes may be enlightened.
叫我们可以真知道他。
That we may know him better.
弟兄姊妹记得我们去年特别提及到那个真的知道。
Remember last year, we concentrate in this passage.How we know him better.
真的知道就不是仅仅的知道。
Knowing better is not just mere knowledge.
我们不重复那些内容了。
We are not to repeat the contents of
last year. 但是我们只是特别提出来让弟兄姊妹回忆一下。
I'd like you to be reminded again.
真的知道乃是客观的认识加上我们主观的经历所得出来的那一个知道。
The knowledge he has in mind is that not only an objective knowledge, but a subjective experience. Then we will know him better.
客观的认识，那个我们可以说是从神的话语里面我们接过来。
Objective knowledge, we can say from the word of God revealed unto us.
主观的经历就是我们亲身去尝到主的话的那个真实和准确。
And the subjective experience is our own experience through the word of God unto himself.
在我们的知识上面的知道加上我们的经历的体会那得出来的那个知道那个是真知道。
And the combination of our objective knowledge of him and our practical personal subjective experience bring us into a true knowledge of himself.
神有一个心意非常重的是盼望每一个来到他面前的人都对神的自己和神所要做的事情有那个真的知道。
And it is God's intention that all those come before him have the knowledge of what God is to do and God himself.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得引起保罗灵里面嗰个负担咁样嚟祈祷呢，系有一个好清楚嘅事实喺嗰度。
Brothers and sisters know that there is a reason, a fact that lead Paul into such a prayer.
因为当佢同以弗所嘅弟兄姊妹交通到神嘅救恩喺我哋身上边所显出嘅各样嘅祝福。
When he raised the subject of the many different blessings that God has through the salvation of his people.
他一面看到神已经将各样属天的祝福为我们存留在天上面入在我们的户口那里。
He said already that God has blessed us with all the spiritual blessing in the heavenlies already accounted unto us.
意思就是说唔理你识唔识佢支取，神已经将嗰部分系赏赐咗俾我哋。
In another word, whether you acknowledge or aware of it or not, all the blessing has been given unto us into our name.
如果我哋会得去支取嘅话咧，我哋就实际去享用神俾我哋各样属天嘅祝福。
If we know how to draw the blessing, then we can practically experience the many blessings that God has given to us.
保罗就特别提及到呢一切属天嘅祝福，好似我哋喺神嘅面前罪得赦免，接受儿子嘅名分。
And all this spiritual blessing, it is like what our sins are being forgiven, and we are given a sonship before God.
并且神将我哋带入佢嗰个永远嘅旨意嘅里头。
And God also bring us into His eternal purpose.
咁神永远嘅旨意系乜嘢呢
？And what is that eternal purpose of God？
神永远嘅旨意就系话，要叫整个嘅宇宙里边所有嘅一切。
And God's eternal purpose is that for all of the universe and everything that is contained in it，
到有一日时间满足啦。
And one day when the fullness of time comes，
都要喺神嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅里边。同归于一
，and all will be summed up into Christ, the Son of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹晓得，现今你接触任何嘅事物，你都发现嗰处有一股咁样嘅隐蔽嘅势力系同主对抗嘅。
We have experienced now in this present time, whatever matter it may be, that always a counter force against the Lord.
啊，如今呢一个咁样嘅同主对抗嘅阴暗嘅势力呢，好似越来越猖狂。
And this dark force, which is against the Lord, seems to gathering strength and pace.
啊，但系唔管呢一个现象系点样嘅显出嚟。
But doesn't matter how this is being manifested.
冇摇动到神自己嗰个定规。
But it would not have shaken the purpose of God.
神暗暗嘅喺度嚟作工。
And God is doing His work quietly.
神明明嘅喺嗰处嚟作工。
And God also doing it openly.
啊，作工嗰个目的就系话，到有一日要叫一切敌挡神嘅势力都停止。
And His purpose of work is that one day all these forces against Him will cease.
唔管今日嗰个势力好似显出嚟系几咁猖狂，而且系几咁膨胀。
Doesn't matter how strong and how vast it might manifest itself now.
但是到那个日子，这一切都要停止。
But until that day, all these objections and refusal would stop.
所有被造的都归到主的面前，去承认主的地位。
All the created will come before God and acknowledge His position.
去承认神是配在万有之上作元首。
And to acknowledge that God is worthy to be the head of all things.
这个是神永远的计划。
And that is the eternal purpose
of God. 而且又是荣耀的计划那个中心的内容。
And also, that is the final purpose of God's eternal
purpose. 一切都要在基督里面同归于一。
That everything will sum up in Christ.
但是神怎样去作成这个将万有都在基督里面同归于一的这个结果呢？
How is God to achieve this goal that everything will be summed up in Christ?
啊，我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
引动保罗在神的面前为着教会祷告的，也都是这一件很荣耀的事。
What lead Paul to pray is also this glorious fact.
因为神这个荣耀的计划，神是开始在他寻找一班人。
The beginning of the work of God's eternal purpose, he is to seek a group of people.
啊，这班人是称为在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
This group of people are the people who have hope first in Christ.
啊，换一句说话来讲，这班人就是因着基督的救赎而成为神的儿女的那班人。
And these people, because of the redemption of Christ, they become the children of God.
或者说是因着基督的救赎而同神恢复正常的关系的那一班人。
This group of people, because of the redemption of Christ, has normalized their relationship with God.
这班人如果我们将给他们一个团体的名字的话呢，
If you give him a name for the organization,
这个团体是叫做教会，
That organization we call it the church,
或者说是叫做基督的身体，
Or the body of Christ,
这个基督的身体神就用着来担负一个这样的任务。
And God has given them this body of Christ a mission.
这个任务是什么呢？
And the mission is,
是要将万有带回到神的面前，同归于一在基督里面。
And bringing everything, all things into oneness in Christ.
因此弟兄姊妹，当我们真真实实去认识神自己那个工作的时候，
So when we understand the true work of God,
我们都能够领会一个很重要的事实，
That we can understand a very important fact.
就在神的，在这个宇宙的计划的里头，那个中心点的工作内容。
And that the work where centers in the whole universe.
乃是建造基督的身体。
And that is to build up the body of Christ.
或者说就是那处来建造神自己的教会。
Or to build up the church of God.
为了这个这样的荣耀的事实。
For this glorious fact.
保罗在神的面前就有一个祷告了。
And Paul has this prayer before God.
当佢睇见神呢个荣耀嘅启示嘅时候
，When he see the glorious revelation of God，
佢冇办法禁止佢自己喺神嘅面前祷告。
He could not stop but to pray before God，
而且系有方向、有目的、有内容嘅祷告。
And a prayer with purpose and direction。
就系刚才我哋所读嘅嗰一节嘅圣经。
And it's the verse that we have read earlier。
求神要将赐人智慧启示嘅圣灵赏赐俾我哋。
Pray God to grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation。
照明我哋心里边嘅眼睛。
That our eyes, spiritual eyes may be
enlightened.
That we may truly know Him. And what is the content includes?
接着保罗就提及到有三个很重要的内容。
Following, Paul has given three separate areas.
从圣经的里面你可以留意到了。
In the Bible, you can see these three aspects.
头一件事情就是说要叫我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
That's what hope we have in his calling.
但是叫我们去认识神选召我们是把我们摆在一个什么的荣耀的事实的里面。
That when we are called by God, then what a glory it is.
这个荣耀的事实就是成了我们那个肯定的不改变的那个这样的指望。
And this fact become our definite hope.
不单只是认识这个指望。
Not only that we realize this hope.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
今次来到的时候我没办法能够再在东区见到邝医生。
And this time I'm not able to see Dr. Kwong.
昨天我又知道我也没办法能够再见到Southampton 的陈老弟兄。
And yesterday I realized I'm no longer able to see with my naked eye a brother Chan.
但是我很深的体会一件事。
But I deeply recognize one thing.
当他两位回到去主那处去的时候。
And these two brothers have gone back to be with the Lord.
他们里头没有任何的阴暗。
They have no darkness in them.
我听到邝太讲到邝医生嚟喺地上最后嘅嗰段嘅日子嘅嗰、那个时刻唔系唔净止系日子。
Mrs. Kwong described to me the very last time Dr. Kwong was in this world.
邝太你问佢，你心里边平安唔平安啊？
And Mrs. Kwong asked him, "Do you have peace in your heart?"
佢话平安。
He said, "Yes, I have peace
in my heart." 有冇恐惧啊？
Do you have fear? No fear.
你知唔知你要去边度啊？
Do you know where you are going?
知道。
Yes, I know. Pointing up.
呢个指望。
Brothers and sisters, hope.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
多少神嘅儿女认识我哋嘅主嘅时候，佢哋同时系接受一个荣耀嘅指望。
So all the children of God, when they realize God's plan, then they receive a hope.
但弟兄姊妹，你千万唔好以为呢个指望就系停喺呢度。
Do not ever think that the hope stops there.
呢个指望只不过系我哋进入嗰个荣耀嘅开始。
This hope is only the beginning of the glory that we are entering
into. 所以保罗嘅祷告嘅里边，跟住就要叫我哋第有第二个认识。
And so second thing that Paul wants us to know is
第二个认识系乜嘢呢？
And what is the second thing?
你知唔知睇圣经里边亦可以知道啦。
In the Bible you can also find out.
他在圣徒中得嘅基业有何等丰盛嘅荣耀。
Verse 18, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
系讲到神喺圣徒嘅当中得到一个荣耀嘅基业。
Saying to us that God has received a glorious inheritance in the saints.
弟兄姊妹，记得去年我同大家话呢一节嘅经文可以反转过嚟去了解嘅。
I said last year you can turn this line another way to understand.
就系话我哋喺神嘅里头，我哋所得嘅基业有何等系何等嘅荣耀。
That we find what a glorious inheritance in God.
不论你从哪一方面去看向
doesn't matter how, what direction you
你都是在一个荣耀的事实的里面
It is all found in a glorious fact
弟兄姊妹你可以这样去体会
You can appreciate it in this way
我们这一帮人的本相是什么呢
We in according to our true nature, what
it is. 照着我们的本相，我们话，我们都是亚当的后代。
We according to our true nature are the descendants of Adam.
我们在神的面前是不认识神的。
We before God, we do not know him.
在神和人立约的事上，特别是我们这些称为外邦人的人，是完全无份无关的。
We according to the covenant, especially the Gentiles, we have no part, no portion.
而我们在神面前所积存的呢，只不过是神的愤怒。
What we have accumulated are only anger and wrath from God.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our God.
我们这些在神的眼中是这样的污秽败落，好似破烂的衣服的人。
We who are filth and corruption before God,
如今在神的面前成为神的宝贝,
now become precious unto God,
成为城中神荣耀的器皿,
become a vessel unto his glory,
而且所承受的就是神完全的荣耀,
and also we receive all the glory and fullness of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你发现到这件事情的当中那个 实际的转变的时候,
when you realize such a drastic change,
不理解是地位的转变,
whether it's positional change,
或者是身份的转变,
or our status,
当然是加上那个实际的转变,
and also the reality change,
我们没办法不啊,
we cannot but to
神在我们身上所定规的实在是太荣耀太超绝了。
What he has predestinated for us are too glorious.
我们中间有好几个弟兄姊妹都很欢喜拍照的。
Among us, there are a number of brothers and sisters who like to take photographs.
包括Joe Lam.
包括Michael Lam.
还有一些我不知道的啦。
And others I cannot name.
但是他们如果喜欢拍照的人,
and those who like to take photographs,
他们常常会在自然界里面, 会看见神好荣耀和华美的那种的发表。
True nature, they can often detect the glorious expression of God Himself.
早两日，我同阿德去中部嗰处转咗一转。
A couple of days ago, Joe and I went to middle of England, we have a few days.
我耳仔里边常常听到一句说话。
In my ears, I keep hearing these words.
就是同埋我哋同行几个人嗰度常常讲。
This is what we often found when we are together as a group.
讲乜嘢呢？
What did they say?
哎呀，好靓啊！好靓啊！好靓啊！
Oh, beautiful! Oh, wonderful! Beautiful! Beautiful!
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
今日我哋睇到神手里边所作嘅。 我们会发现,好靓啊,好靓啊。
Today when we see the achievement of God's creation, it's a beautiful, beautiful.
但是如果有一天,你属灵的眼睛打开了,看见神在我们身上所作的一份,是把我们带到神自己的荣耀里面,是成为祂自己的荣耀的产业的时候。
But one day when God opened our spiritual eyes, to see that we are the end result of His redemption, and then we become the fullness of His inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，你用乜嘢说话嚟去表达你嗰个感觉呢？
Oh, brothers and sisters, what words can you use to express your feelings?
你系咪只能够再用好靓啊，好靓啊，好靓啊嚟表达？
Can you only say, "Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful"?
如果我哋只停留喺呢个地步，我哋就发现我哋系何等嘅贫乏。
If we find that that is all that we can do, how wretched and how poor we are.
连话都不够用去说出神自己那个荣耀的作为。
We don't even have enough words to express the work of God.
事实上真是这样。
In actual fact, that is the case.
等于我们百病在这个时候常常会唱一首诗歌。
Often we have sing a hymn.
那首诗歌里面的说话就这样讲。
And the words in the hymn say something like this.
纵然洋海都是墨汁,
even though the whole oceans are the inks,
地上面所有的那些，他只是说墨，其实应该说所有的植物，一支支都是笔,
and all the vegetations are translated into a pen,
而整个的天空是一张白纸,
and all the whole sky become a blank sheet of paper.
用尽这一切去写神自己的 荣耀华美嘅作为。
And using all this material to describe the glory and the richness and the work of God.
我哋都会觉得我哋冇办法能够用得尽呢一切嘅物件去述说到神自己嘅作为。
We find that all these are inadequate.To show forth and to describe the fullness of the riches of God.
所以等下会当你留意到，神要叫我哋喺圣灵嘅启示嘅底下嚟认识到，佢喺我哋呢班圣徒中间所得嘅基业系何等嘅荣耀。
So when God opened our eyes to let us see the glorious inheritance He has for us and in us.When we see that,
呢个实在系一件大事。
And this indeed is a great, great thing.
但系神要我哋所领会嘅都仲唔停喺呢度。
But that is not all that God wants us to know.
啊，仲有第三件事情。
That's a third thing as well.
而第三件事情呢，弟兄姊妹，当你读神嘅话嘅时候，你发现呢件事系最重要啦。
And the third thing, when you read it, then it is the most important of all.
啊，喺三件事情都系重要。
Three things are important.
但是你说最重要的呢是第三件事。
And the most important are the third thing.
因为你看到神用了很多的说话来去分解这个第三件事。
Because God used a lot of His words to describe it up to us the third thing.
第三件事是什么呢？
What is the third thing?
第三件事就是说神要叫我们去知道祂在我们这班信的人的身上面所显出的那个能力是何等的浩大。
In verse 19 in chapter 1, His incomparably great power for us who believe.
弟兄姊妹，这个在我们身上面神显出一个很浩大的能力。
And God has expressed a power in us which is incomparably great.
那这个很浩大的能力究竟浩大到一个什么的程度呢？
And in what way is this power so great?
究竟浩大到一个点样嘅情形呢？
And what is the state of this power expressed?
因为我哋嘅主嘅灵就非常简单嘅指出一个事实。
And the spirit of our Lord is point us to us one fact.
佢话神要喺我哋呢班信嘅人嘅身上显出嗰个能力，就如同神曾经喺佢嘅儿子身上面所显出嗰个能力一样。
He said the power God is to expressed to us his children is like what he did in his son once before.
但是当我们简单的了解这件事的时候，我们已经觉得不得了。
But we simply understand this, this is already incredible.
因为神怎样对待他怀里的独生子，他就怎样对待我们这一班称为神的众子的讲得实际的这么多执回来的众子。
And how God treats His son in His bosom, and God is to treat His adopted sons ourselves.
你晓得我们的主称为父怀里的独生子。
We know our Lord Jesus, He is the son in the bosom of the Father.
他是永永远远在父的怀里面。
Eternally, He was in the bosom of the
Father. 没有一个时刻是离开父的怀。
And not a moment has He separated from the bosom of the
Father. 我们了解到这一点的时候，
When we understand this
我们才会深深体会到主在十字架上面的那个呼喊。
Then if we understand this, we understand the cry of the Lord on the cross.
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么事离开我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
他所以离开父的怀，乃是为着要叫我们去得着神在他身上面所作的那个能力。
He had to separate from the bosom of his father so that we can be adopted and experience the power of God.
咁神喺主身上面所显出嗰个能力，好实际嘅、好具体嘅嚟讲，系一回咩事情呢？
And what is this power that is exerted in the Son, our Lord Jesus?
神嘅话亲自去解释。
And the word of God explained to us.
不需要我们去推测。
We do not have to guess.
只是叫我们去接受。
That we only have to receive.
咁神嘅话指出的那个能力是一个什么的能力？
What kind of power the word of God tell us?
一个复活的能力。
It's a power of resurrection.
在这里很清楚说。
Here it clearly says.
等一下你留意到。
You can see this here.
讲到神在我们信的人的身上所显的能力是何等浩大的时候。
When we talk about how great the power to us who believe.
佢就亲自解释呢个能力啦。
And then it's explained this power.
佢话二十节嗰处就话啦，就系照佢喺基督身上边所运行嘅大能大力，使他从死里复活。
And this power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
我哋就晓得神喺我哋身上要显出一个复活嘅能力。
So we know that God is to express His power of resurrection.
但系唔净止系一个复活嘅能力。
Not only the power of resurrection.
你接着睇落去，你睇到。
Then following, you will see.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
That He is seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
因为你更进一步睇到呢一个系个升天嘅能力。
So this is a power of ascending into heaven.
唔单止系叫我哋有一个属天嘅地位。
Not only that, we have a position of heaven.
而且系叫我哋有个属天嘅实际。
That we also have a reality of heaven.
而且系将我哋整个人从地迁移到天。
The moving us from earth to heaven.
弟兄们，呢个系非常非常重要嘅事情。
This is very, very important.
因为天上边从来都未曾有过人嘅终极。
Because in heaven, there was never a place for a human.
更加谈到人的地位同埋所有。
Nor can we talk about the human's position in heaven.
但是如今神在我们身上面显明了一个能力。
But now God has expressed a power upon us.
这个能力是叫我们升到天上。
This power enabled us to be moved to heaven.
这个叫我们在天上面有所接受。
That we are being received in heaven.
有我们的位置。
We have a position in heaven.
有我们的产业。
That we have an inheritance in heaven.
并且有我们的尊贵和荣耀。
We have our glory and honor in heaven.
这个尊贵和荣耀就如同神怀里的独生子所有的一个模样。
And the glory and honor we have in heaven is exactly like the one received from the Son of God in the bosom of the Father. We thank and praise our God.
因为到主把呢个咁嘅复活嘅大能喺我哋身上边所显出嘅个实际，唔停喺呢度。
The power of resurrection that God has wrought unto us doesn't stop there.
佢用我哋更真实嘅、更确有把握嘅嚟了解到呢个复活嘅大能显喺我哋身上所带出嘅结果。
He wants us to see the result of His glorious, mighty power.
佢话。如同主升到天上坐在父的右边。
Just like the Lord was lifted and he was raised and seated at the right hand of the heavenly realm.
弟兄们，你单单留意这件事。
If you pay attention only to this point,
你已经没办法能够想象得到。
You cannot imagine already.
什么叫做坐在父的右边？
What does it mean by seated him at the right hand of the Father?
你说现在 Stephen 坐在
Eddie
嘅后唔系 Eddie 嘅系右边。
You see, Stephen is sitting next to Heidi on the right hand.
Anna 坐喺梅伯母嘅右边。
Anna is sitting right hand of Mrs. Moy.
你话坐喺右边咪就坐喺右边咯。
Is she sitting on the right hand?
咁啱佢坐落嚟，佢咪喺我右边咯。
It say just so happened they sitting there.
咁我哋就坐埋喺一齐咯。
So we are sitting together.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
简单得滞啩。
It's too simple.
Stephen 坐嗰张椅就系普通椅啫。
Stephen sitting on an ordinary chair.
Anna 坐张椅系普通椅。
Anna sitting on an ordinary chair，
冇乜特别。
There's nothing special。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当你读到呢个事实嘅时候
，when you read this fact，
你有冇留意到父所坐嘅系一个乜嘢嘅位置
？Do you know what kind of position that the Father is sitting onto？
宇宙嘅宝座。
That is the throne of the universe。
如果你坐喺椅父嘅右边，你坐喺边处？
If you're sitting on the right hand of the Father, where are you sitting?
如今我们的主在父的右边坐在边。
Where is the Lord sitting at the right hand of the Father?
他坐在宝座那里。
He's sitting on the throne.
在宇宙的宝座那里。
In the throne of the universe.
比较白金汉宫的那个宝座。
荣耀得多。
Much more glorious than a throne in the Buckingham Palace.
比较北京天安门里边嗰个故宫嗰啲宝座宝贵得多。
Much more glorious than the throne in the Forbidden City in Beijing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神要在我们身上显出一个能力。
God is to express a power on us.
大到一个地步。
In so great.
叫我们在尘土里面出来的亚当的后代。
That we who come out of dust, the descendants of Adam.
竟然被迁移到神的宝座的右边。
Now being translated into the right hand of the throne of God.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为说在神的宝座的右边就摆一些纸在那树，那你就坐在那树。
Do you never imagine that on the right hand of the throne of God means that there is some sitting on the right hand and you just sit there?
如果是这样的话都已经好不得了了。
If that is the case, it is not bad already.
但当你留意到神的宝座只有一个。
If you realize that only one throne of God,
子同父坐是同坐在一个宝座那里。
And the Father and the Son are sitting together on one throne.
那如果说我们所坐的是如同子所坐的是一样。
If we are to sit just like the Son,
弟兄姊妹，你有没有留意到这件事情是何等的荣耀和丰富、尊贵和权柄能力的那个汇集在一起的发表？
Do you not see this is an expression of glory and honor and power and wisdom all combined into one?
你何曾想到我们在尘土里面跑出来又带着这么多堕落的历史居然在复活的能力那时把我们升到这个这样的地位。
How can we ever apprehend that we who come out of dust have so much history of sinfulness and yet we are lifted up into such a high position to be on the right hand in the throne of God.
底下仲特别提及到是与这个这样的尊贵荣耀权柄能力是远超过一切执政掌权的有能的主治的同埋一切有名的不单只是今生的连来世的都超过了。
And he said here, far above all rule and authority,power and dominion, every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also one that is to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果用一句结论性的说话来说明这件事情。
If we want to summarize things and to describe this.
那个是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
那个就是从永远到永远。
That means from eternity to eternity.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
他本身是从永远到永远的神。
He himself is a God from eternity to eternity.And because of the power of resurrection,
他叫我们这些短暂的人,
He who calls us who are temporal,
他叫我们这些是在尘土里面出来, 又应该回到尘土里面的人,
We who come out of dust and return unto dust,
如今接受一个事实, 就如同神的自己一样, 从永远到永远,
Now we receive a fact, just like God, from eternity unto eternity,
在从永远到永远里面是什么的光景呢?
And in what position and aspect we have?
是很光洞洞的只有一个时间的超越时间的观念呢还是还有一些实质在那时呢?
Is it only a of space and time vague and empty or there's something else more solid?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你是讲到我们在一个超越那个时间的里面乃是如同主自己一样咁样去超越时间。
We are being brought into a situation above the limit of time, just like the Lord Himself.
换一句说话来讲就是说主是怎样我们就怎样。
In another word, how the Lord is, so we shall be also.
这个是约翰一书第三章里面所叫我们很明显看到的。
And this is what we found in 1 John chapter 3.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
Beloved brothers and sisters,
我们如今是神的儿女。
Now we are the children of God.
将来是怎样还未曾显明得出来。
How we shall be in the future, it is not fully manifest.
但有一件事情我们很清楚知道而且有把握的。
One thing we can be sure and we are confident of,
主若显现。
When the Lord manifests himself,
我们必要像他。
We shall be like him.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
主是怎样?
How the Lord is,
我们就是怎样?
So we shall be.
这个是属于复活的大能从我们身上面所带出的结果。
And this is the result of the resurrection of the Lord.
是我们的主 好迫切要我哋去认识。
And this is how the Lord who very much want us to know.
为咩事咁重要呢？
Why is this so important?
因为呢一个事实系要带出咗神嘅计划嗰个执行嘅许重好重要嘅关键。
Because this link to the very important execution of the purpose of God.
佢话叫一切嘅地上嘅、天上嘅所有嘅权力都伏喺主嘅权柄嘅下边，呢、这个就系万有同归于一嘅嗰个事实。
He said that everything then would be under the dominion of the Lord. That means it's all under Christ.
换一句说话来讲，是叫我们的主是在万有之上去作元首。
In another word, that the Lord will be the head above all the whole universe.
因为他本来就是。
Because originally he was.
但是神要用着复活的那个大能来显明他的儿子去作元首。
And God, through the resurrection of his son, to establish Christ to be the head of all.
我常常感觉到神的可爱、神的宝贵就在这个地方。
Very often, I find God's preciousness.
如果我们的主不经过复活的大能，他要作为宇宙万有的元首，绝对有这样的资格。
The Lord Jesus have all the qualification to be the head without going through the resurrection from the dead.
因为万有是他所创造出来的。
Because the whole universe was created by him.
万有是根据他的旨意创造出来的。
And all the universe was created according to his purpose.
他作为万有的元首，这个是毫无疑问。
And therefore is no doubt that he is the head of the universe.
但我们感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our God.
他乐意降卑他自己。
He willing to humble himself.
叫他经历到死而复活的这个这件事情
that he experienced death and resurrection.
然后神就根据这件事情将他升为至高。
And God, based on this fact, raised him to the highest.
我们读腓立比书第二章，我们晓得这件事。
In Philippians chapter 2, we know this fact.
但我们又没办法不承认。
But we cannot but to acknowledge.
即使没这件事，
even without this,
我们的主在万有之上为至高，仍然是合宜的。
It is only fitful that he is the highest of all the universe.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank God.
他有他的儿子有一个这样的经历。
He allowed his son to have this experience.
很明确的要叫我们看到
clearly,
他的儿子是配的。
Clearly let us know that his son is worthy.
他不是浪得虚名的。
That he didn't get his empty position.
他不是从世杂那处来接受一个这样的位份。
He did not receive this just like ordinary people.
他是用他自己的经历来显明他是配的。
That he used his experience to express his worthiness.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
但是我们更要在神面前俯伏下来的。
What we need to bow down and worship God.
你留意到主成为万有的元首那个目的不是在他要作万有的元首。
The purpose for him being the head of the universe is not that he would be the head alone.
而是他成为万有的元首的时候，为了要叫我们这些在基督里面的人，从卑微的里面被带到与他同得尊贵。
That he is going to be the head of the universe, so that we who are raised from the dust can share his glory and honor.
所以弟兄们，你看到主的话就话了。
So the word of God says.
他作为万有的元首。
That he become the head of the universe.
那是为着教会。
Is for the church. Verse 22.
弟兄们，你看到22节那个说话是几清楚呢？
How clear it is in verse 22.
他说将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有的元首。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything.For the church.
他自己作为万有的元首是理所当然的。
He himself to be the head of the universe is rightful.
是绝对是配的。
And is worthy.
但是他如今要显明他是万有的元首，不是仅仅去显出他自己本来那个身份。
Now he is to be the head of everything, not just to reveal his original position.
而是为了教会他显明他作万有的元首。
But for the church, he is to be the head of the whole universe.
为什么为教会
呢？ What does it mean by for the church?
那是要把教会带进他所有的一切的尊贵、荣耀、丰富、权柄和能力的旅行。
Is to bring the church into his fullness, into his glory, his dominion and riches.
顶住，这个就是主在我们身上所显明那个复活的能力 所带出来嘅结果。
And this is the result of the resurrection of the Christ upon us.
呢个结果叫我哋成为基督嘅身体。
And this result is that we are the body of Christ.
基督系作为教会嘅头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
亦都就系教会嘅元首。
That is the head.
佢作为元首，教会作为佢嘅身体。
And the Christ is the head, and the body is the church is his body.
因此让教会成为充满万有嘅神所充满嘅。
That the church become the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
呢个充满万有所充满嘅，有好多方面嘅领会。
And the fullness of him who fills everything in every way, there are many ways to appreciate.
我唔同弟兄姊妹再细细嘅捐入去啦。
I'm not able to spend too much time
going into detail. 弟兄姊妹，你翻屋去思想，你会了解到呢里头嗰个荣耀嘅丰富系到到一个乜嘢嘅地步。
If you repeatedly to meditate and to consider, then you understand how full and how vast this glory is.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, one thing
在保罗这个祷告的里面
in the prayer of Paul,
是带出了一个很重要的很明显的事实
to bring up one important fact.
什么事实呢?
What is this fact?
是他启示了神在这个宇宙的里面他要做什么
They reveal to us what the Lord is to do in the universe.
神在这个宇宙里面他要做什么
What the Lord wants to do in the universe.
甚至我们没办法不承认我们是愚昧的人。
We have to admit that we are foolish people.
我哋对神喺宇宙里面所作嘅，常常系喺一个无知嘅底下。
We are often ignorant in what God wants to do.
我哋神所作嘅一切就系为救我脱离罪同死。
Oftentimes we think that all God wants to do is to save us from sin and death.
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
Oh, praise and thank our Lord.
当神嘅心意向我哋解开嘅时候
，When He opened His mind,
我哋发现到神喺万有嘅里边，神要做一件事情。
Then we realize in the universe, God is to do one thing.
呢件事情好大。
This thing that God is doing to
very big. 呢件事情系用以我哋承受得救嘅恩典嚟做开始。
That we are to be saved at the beginning of His work.
换个说话嚟讲，就系话我哋嘅得救系非常非常嘅重要。
In another word, our salvation is very, very important.
如果你冇得救嘅话，你根本同神系冇关系。
Because if you are not saved, you got nothing to do with God.
但你又必须要睇到。
But you must see that.
得救虽然系咁关键。
Although saved, salvation is so important.
但得救唔系目的。
Salvation is not the goal.
得救只不过系一个过程。
And salvation is only a process.
而且是最开始的那个过程。
It's only the beginning of the whole process.
你进入这个开始里面的时候。
When you enter into this beginning,
我们要继续的被神带领去进入他那个计划的完整。
We must enter into the full work of God and to his finality.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our God.
这个是在第一章里面保罗的祷告里面所带给我们的启示。
And this is a revelation we found in chapter 1.
当我们看到这个神的启示是这么荣耀丰富的时候
When we see through the revelation of God
你说怎么可能叫我们这些这样的人被带到这样的地步呢
How can we such people enter in such a privileged position
当然那个最基础的点就是说因为复活的基督
Of course the basic point is the resurrected Christ
同时又是那个复活的能力在我们的身上面
And also the manifestation of the resurrection power of Christ. We know such thing
exists.
There is a resurrected
Christ.
And God is to manifest His resurrected power upon us. If that's all that we know, it seems that it's very vague and empty.
而且是有些玄妙
It's somehow very mysterious
很不容易去了解
Very difficult to apprehend
因为里头所提及的事情太不可思议了
Because all this content is so unimaginable
你怎样想
However you think
想到有一天我们会跟主一样在神的宝座那处
How can we ever imagine possible that we one day will be on the throne with Christ
在我们的心思里面我们说这个绝对绝对不可能的
In our mind, we can certainly say, this is impossible. But with praise and thank
God,
what we consider impossible,
復活嘅大能。
Because of the resurrection power
真喺我哋嘅身上
work upon us，
就叫呢個冇可能成為事實。
And this impossibility become a reality。
所以當我哋將以弗所書讀上去嘅時候
，So when we continue the book of Ephesians，
從第二章嘅開頭
，From the beginning of chapter two，
點樣我哋從與神無份無關嘅嗰個光景，而俾神用著嗰個復活嘅大能帶到神嗰個榮耀嘅旨意嘅焦點嗰度。
Chapter 2 describe to us how we have no relationship with God, and through the resurrection power of Christ, bringing us unto the finality of what God set out to do.
等接你讀第二章嘅時候咧
，So when you begin to read chapter 2,
如果我哋嗰個屬靈嘅感覺係夠強嘅咧
，If our spiritual sensitivity is strong,
你讀到第一章嘅尾，你好似被帶到好高嘅地方。
The end of chapter 1, you are brought into a very high place.
但係轉入第二章嘅時候咧，你又好似坐升降機咁，呼上落到好低。
It's like you're having a elevator all the way, bring you right to the bottom.
因為第二章開始就話你哋死喺罪惡過。
Because chapter 2 tells us that you were dead in your sins and transgressions. Seems that we are from heaven unto earth. We praise and thank our Lord.
主就要從地嗰度開始嚟睇，佢點樣將我哋升上天。
And God started from earth to let us know how we are being elevated into the heavenly.
佢叫我哋睇到我哋原來嘅本相。
He wants us to see how we were originally.
我哋係死喺罪惡過犯嘅當中。
We were seen in our sins and transgressions.
死喺罪惡過犯當中就係冇盼望嘅。
Dead in our sins and transgression means we are hopeless. We have no future. But thank the Lord. Because of the power of resurrection, brought us one fact. You could be dead in your sin and transgression. But God caused you to be resurrection from your dead. We thank
the Lord.带到一个唔相同嘅嗰个事实嘅里头。
Very simply put, God has translated into a completely different position.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
然后咧，我哋嘅主就喺嗰处用一啲比较清楚啲嘅说话嚟讲出我哋点样从死在罪恶过犯当中嚟活过嚟。
Using simple words to describe to us how we were translated from our deathness in sins and transgression into life. We thank our Lord.
我这个部分,等一下你自己读下去,你自己都看到的。
I'm sure that when you read it, you can appreciate it yourself.
你不需要特别去追求有个高深的见解在那里。
You don't need to pursue it too deeply.
他说那个时候你们在其中行事为人都是随从今世的风俗。
He said at the time, you are following the winds of this world.
是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
You are obeying the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
就是好像现今那些悖逆神的人一样这样来生活。
And then you are living just like those disobedient people in this world.
原本就是在神的眼中是一个可怒之子。
Originally, you were the sons of wrath before God.But thank to the Lord.
他有丰盛的怜，丰富的怜悯。
He has great mercy.
因为他对我们的大爱。
Because of his great love unto us.
我们死在过犯当中的时候。
Why we were dead in our sins and
transgressions.
That he has caused us to live again.
他怎样叫我们活过来呢?
How are we to be alive? We thank the Lord.
因为这处提及到我们活过来的那个经过。
That's the experience, the process of being a made alive.
同埋嗰个结果
and the result.
等只要你读呢番话嘅时候
when we read this passage,
你会睇到喺嗰处提到我哋同主有三个共同嘅经历
that we have three common experience with the Lord.
一个就系话与主一同活过嚟
On one hand, we are being made alive with the Lord.
另外一个就系与主一同复活
On the other one is we resurrected with the Lord.
另外再一个咧就系与主一同坐喺天上
And the third one is that we're seated in the heavenly with the Lord.
弟兄们，我好清楚嘅同弟兄们交代过。
I have clearly mentioned to you before.
你千万唔好把呢三件事情分喺时间上边。来分做三个阶段。
You must not separate these three experiences into three stages of time.
在属灵的经历上面，你去留意，这三件事情是同一个时候发生的事。
These three things happen at once.
唔係三個階段嘅事。
It's not three stages.
因為我哋好容易就會咁樣想嘅。
Often we think in this way.
我哋信主嘅時候，我哋就同主活過嚟。
When we become Christians, we are made alive with the Lord. We are saved.
然後我哋又同主同復活啦。喺我哋嘅生活嘅裏邊，我哋係靠住主復活嘅生命，我哋有好嘅得勝嘅生活。
And then we live our lives with the resurrected power of the Lord. Then we have good and victorious life.
然後等到一日主翻嚟嘅時候咧，我哋就會從死裏復活，然後同主一同。
One day when the Lord returns, then we will be resurrected from our death, and then we shall be lifted up into heavenly and seated in the heavenly
world.
This is often our mindset.
但弟兄姊妹，我们读神的话，是我们读出神的话，不是用我们去决定神的话。
When we read the word of God, we should see what it says to us, not how we should interpret his word.
我们要留意的，神的话在那时是发表一个什么的事实。
We must pay attention to what God is to say to us through his word.
我那读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹，你占到优势啊，在这一部分里面。
I believe when you're using English as a text, you are advantageous in this area.
唔似我哋读中文圣经嘅，你好容易俾误导入呢种嘅想法嘅里边。
Unlike the Chinese text, often mislead you or not make it too clearly.
当然你读得细心嘅都唔会俾佢误导嘅，但系问题就系我哋呢班人常常都系粗枝大叶咁样去接触神嘅话。
Of course, if you read the Chinese text very carefully, you can see the understanding, but very often we are too rough and ready in the reading, and so we miss out the important point.
如果你是读英文圣经的，你很容易发现这三件事情都讲出那个时间是过去的事。
These three descriptions in English clearly said is past tense.
不是将来的事。
It's not something to future tense.
是已经作咗嘅事
，is something that has already accomplished， something already achieved。
所以弟兄姊妹，你应该还记得。
I hope you still remember。
旧年我同大仔话，第一个活过嚟，如果将佢翻译成为苏醒过嚟咧，就更接近嗰个事实。
If we say to live alive, if we say that we are awakened, I think that is even more appropriate.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
With praise and thank our Lord.
当我们接触到福音的时候，
when we come into contact with the gospel,
神怜悯我们，
the Lord has mercy upon us.
我们的灵苏醒过来，
our spirit was awakened.
我们接受主，
we received the Lord.
我们就接受一个主自己的生命在那时，
we receive the life of the Lord.
就叫我们同主一同活过来。
Then we are made alive with him.
不单止同主一同活过来。
Not only that we are made alive with the Lord.
而且是同主一同被带到天上，坐在天上。
And also we are seated with Christ in heaven at the same time.
你可以想象这里。
You can understand
it. 你一直告诉我们是与主一同，与基督一同。
With Christ, with Christ.
你首先要问的就是吧，
you have to ask,
基督如今在哪里？
Where is Christ now?
基督在天上，
The Christ is in heaven,
在父神的右边，
On the right hand of the Father.
今年我在哪里？
Where are you and I now?
在地上，
We are on earth.
在东区，
In East London.
在 Southampton.
Southampton.
在 Portsmouth.
In Portsmouth.
或者在其他的地方，
And all the other places.
但是主说你是从，主的话是指出了一个事实，你是跟基督一同。
You are raised together with Christ. With Christ.
你的与基督一同呢，只有两个可能。
With Christ can only be two possibilities.
出现在我们身上。
Appear in us.
一个就是我们被带到天上。
One is that we are already taken into heaven.
一个就是主降临来到地上陪我们。
All the Lord is coming down on earth with us.
现在这是说实际的。
And here we talk about the other, not a spiritual interpretation.
当然在灵里面的主如今住在我们的里头。
Of course, in the spirit, the Lord dwells in us.
但讲实际的。
And for in reality,
主是在天上。
The Lord is in heaven.
我们仍在地上。
We are still on earth.
但是主的话在这处说。
But the Lord's word says,
我们已经与同一同在天上。
We are already seated with him in heaven. That we have gone into heaven.
不是主来到地上。
The Lord didn't come here.
弟兄姊妹，你点样去了解呢件事
？How do you understand this, brothers and sisters?
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We worship and thank God.
你就晓得呢个就神喺嗰个复活嘅大能里边作工作出嘅结果。
This is the result of the resurrected power of God upon
us.
Not only that we are
awakened,
we receive the life of Christ. And the Lord has translated our position into heaven. Even though our body is still on
earth,
our position is in heaven. We understand this. This is the answer for those children of God who have gone through tribulation and yet still have not lost their peace. Because you're sitting in the heavenly. All the things and difficulty you have is earthly. All the earthly things cannot touch heaven. We worship and thank God. This is how we receive this salvation. We praise and thank our God. Such great blessing come upon us. God said, not because you've done anything, but the mercy of God. So we are saved by grace. It is the work of grace. Not that you are stronger than others. Not that you are taller than others. If you look at our own true nature, we are just like everyone else. If you come across the worst of the worst person and character, then we should see that our nature is just like him. You got nothing to boast. Oh, thank our God. Today someone said, oh, you're not as bad as that. You say, oh, this is because of the mercy of God that we have received, I have received such grace. It is the life of the Lord has transformed me. We thank and praise the Lord. When we see such change in us, you have to pay attention also. God has given us such a change. God is to manifest one thing through this. What is this thing? That we would be God's witness. And this witness and testimony is not only confined to a space and time. As God is from eternity to eternity, this witness and testimony is to be that as well. So we are the handiwork of God. We are the masterwork, masterpiece of God. Some of the artists, their handiwork is not all good things. Only a small portion of the work are masterpiece. That's called masterpiece. And we, the masterpiece of the handiwork of God. You notice we are indeed the masterpiece of God. And the work come out from the resurrected power of God unto us. And this masterpiece that God has done in us is to be shown forth in the universe from eternity to eternity to express His wonder. We worship and thank our God. Even though in the process of God's work, there are some works that start and there are some who come after.
旧约里面神只系接受以色列犹太人。
In the mind of man, we understand in the Old Testament, God only accepted Israelites. We who are Gentiles seem to be excluded. We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is only the process in the timetable, time frame of God's work. There are some who start and who come
later.
It doesn't mean that God is to exclude us Gentiles. And how did God harmonize this whole thing? We thank the Lord. Through the cross, everything is included. Whether you are Jew or you are Gentiles, in the redemptive work of the cross, all, both parties are brought before God. We thank and praise our Lord. By coming before God for what? God is to work further in us. To such an extent, that we fully express that we are the body of Christ. That we are the reason of God's pleasure.
满足到一个什么地步呢?
To what extent is this?
神可以安息在其中?
God can find rest among us.
神可以停止一切的工作.
God can cease all his work.
弟兄姊妹,你晓得安息就是说,神歇了一切的工.
Brothers and sisters, you know rest means that God rests from all his work.
神能够安息在我们这帮人那时,
God find rest upon us.
为什么神可以安息在我们这帮人那时?
How can God find rest among us?
因为神的心意, 在我们这帮人的身上得到满足,
because the will of God is satisfied among us.
所以弟兄姊妹你就留意到,
then you notice,
我们是神家里面的人,
that we are the, in the household of God,
是同圣徒同国的,
that we are the fellow citizen of God's people.
而且神继续做工的时候呢,
and when God continues to work,
是将我们建造在使徒和先知的根基的上面,
verse 20, built us on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together, rise to become the holy temple in the Lord. And in you and in him, you two are being built together to become the dwelling place of God. What do we pay attention to? It's the principle on the working process of God. The Lord call us. God calls us to experience the resurrection power. God is to wrought us and built us into this finality, that become the temple of God, the dwelling place of God, become the body of Christ, that become the crucial point of completing the will of God. And how God is to achieve all this. Here God points to us a very important thing, and that leads on to the rest of the chapter. You pay attention here.
那句话建造在使徒和先知的根基上面,
there you see that it says that we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
那就是说用使徒和先知来做个基础了.
In another word, the apostles and prophets, they are the foundation. What does it mean by apostles and prophets being foundation? You see in Acts chapter
2,
when the testimony of the church was manifest on earth the first time, the Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came,
喺地上首先显出嚟。
The church was manifest on earth。
教会嗰个见证首先显出嚟。
When the church testimony started。
表现喺乜嘢事上边呢
？Where was it manifested？
你知唔知细心读《使徒行传》第二章
？If you should read chapter 2 of Acts, you will see。
信嘅人
，those believers，
都恒心遵守使徒同先知嘅教训，使徒嘅教训。
All the believers。They are constantly in one mind, following the teaching of the apostles and the prophets.
你说就讲，教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基嗰度。
And here says the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
咁我哋就会话啦。
Then we will say
使徒嘅教训即系人嘅教训。
The apostles' teaching is man's teaching.
因为嗰班使徒都系人。
Because all the apostles are men.
佢哋就根据呢班人嘅教训嚟去过教会嘅生活。
So according to the teaching of man, it is to show them how to live a church life.
但你要小心。
Be very careful, brothers and sisters.
千万唔好喺呢个地方俾撒旦嘅诡计留地步。
Do not give an inch to Satan in this matter.
所以我哋必须要先去注意到乜嘢叫做使徒嘅教训。
So we have to understand what does it mean by the teaching of the apostles.
如果你仲记得我哋嘅主升天之前。
If you remember before the Lord ascended into heaven, and the Lord stated one thing,
He
said, heaven and earth, all power has been given unto me. So go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit. All that I commanded
you,
teach them to follow.
弟兄姊妹，你如果喺呢处睇到
，There he will see。
使徒嘅教训系个根据喺边处
？What is the basis of all the apostles？
使徒嘅教训嘅根据乃系喺主所吩咐佢哋。
Their teaching based on the Lord's command。
所以我哋用简单嘅结论嚟指出嚟。
So simply we conclude。
使徒嘅教训就系主嘅教训。
The teaching of the apostles is a command of the Lord。
啊，就系主嘅吩咐。
It's the teaching of the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，头一件事叫我哋留意到。
So first thing we know,
教会的建造,
the building of the church, or the maturity of the church, there is a foundation, and the basis is,
这个基础乃是基督的教训,
the basis is the teaching of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
但你怎么知道那是基督的教训?
How do I know that is the teaching of Christ?
如果单纯说是基督的教训,
If we only say the teaching of Christ,
甚至会你在天主教里面找到很多人他们认为是基督的教训。
In the Roman Catholic teaching, many of them think that it is a teaching of Christ.
因为他们说明教皇没错误嘛。
He said there is an infallibility of the Pope.
所以教皇讲所有的说话都是代表基督的嘛。
So everything that the Pope said, he represents Christ.
所以在那处你找到很多的教训。
There you find many, many teachings.
说是叫做基督的教训。
Nominally, they say it's a teaching of Christ.
但事实上又不是。
But in actual fact, it is not.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
你根据什么话人不是,只是指望你的是。
On what basis you say they are not, and what do you think, why you say that you are?
你知道你注意。
Brothers and sisters here.
不单只是有使徒的和先知作根基。
Not only that the apostle and the prophets are the foundation,
而且有一个确定的方向。
Something very definitive about it.
有基督自己作房角石。
Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹在上用一个建筑物来去说明这个建筑。
Using a building to speak of God's work.
根基有了基督的教训，使徒的教训。
Yes, there is a foundation, the teaching of Christ, the teaching of the apostles.
但你的教训将你带去哪里呢？
Where this teaching lead you unto?
这个是问题。
This is a problem.
如果这个教训，这个教导把你带到别一个地方去嘅。
If all this teaching lead you away from other places, to other places,
你睇到啦，呢个系唔系基督嘅教训。
So it cannot be the teaching of Christ.
因为基督嘅教训一定把我哋带到基督嘅面前。
If it is a teaching of Christ, it must bring us unto Christ Himself.
所以喺呢处就好清楚叫我哋睇到。
There, here we see clearly.
基督自己作房角石。
Jesus Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
我相信弟兄姊妹都记得我去年同弟兄姊妹特别提到话房角石嗰个功能。
I remember clearly last year we mentioned about the function of the cornerstone. In the past, when the building work do not have all the sophisticated instrumentation like today, how do they know the level of the building? How did they know that it is all set properly? If the building is not level and are not straight and set up properly, then the building would not be right. We thank the Lord.
在当日用那个防角石来作那个两条线的标准.
In the time past, the cornerstone is to set the position for the horizontal and the vertical line.
那个是一个匠人所放的头发石.
And it is the stone that's laid by the builder.
而且那个是非常熟老练的一个这样的匠人.
And it is a very experienced builder who put the first stone.
他将那个一摆下来的时候，一切就根据这个防角石.
As the cornerstone is laid by the experienced builder, the building would then commence based on this.
弟兄们的注意了.
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是教会建造的原则.
That is the principle of the church building.
弟兄们. 如果离开这个原则，教会是没有建造.
If he's leaving, departing from this principle, there is no building for the church.
称为教会的可以有很多的团体.
The many organizations call themselves churches.
他们可以有很多不同的工作和活动.
There are many activities and works.
但弟兄姊妹两件事情你要考虑.
The two things you have to consider.
他做这件事情根据在哪里?
What are the basis of their doing any of this work?
他做这件事情,他将人带到去哪里?
Where are they bringing the people unto?
一个是根据,一个是目标.
One is the foundation, one is the basis, and the other one is the goal.
一个是结局.
One is the conclusion.
如果结局不是到主那里去,
if it doesn't conclude with Christ,
弟兄姊妹,所有的称为教会, 的活动只不过就是说一些人的思想的产物.
And then all the work that is conducted in the name of the church is only a result of human imagination.
今早早饭的时候，有同坐的姊妹就提到一个很烦人的问题。
Earlier this morning in the breakfast time in my table, as a sister mentioned about something which is very troublesome.
特别在这个世代里面，稍微在主的面前，有一点苏醒的灵，有一个纯净的心的神的儿女，都会承受到一个这样的难处的。
Especially for children of God who are living in today's world, we would have this difficulty experience.
弟兄们看到近代的教会有很多的流行的东西。
And you notice, brothers and sisters, in modern churches is something very popular among them.
不止一样,
not only one.
很多样,
many things.
譬如好像说最弟兄们常有机会碰到的就是流行音乐的问题。
For example, something which we come across very regularly, it is popular music.
另外呢，我又睇到嘅一啲佢话大教会嘅问题。
Another thing is big churches phenomena.
Mega church
phenomena.
你仲可以碰到好多好多嘅一啲嘅主张同道理。
And then many other ideas and some teachings.
讲出来嘅时候呢，好似头头是道。
When they talk about it, it seems quite reasonable.
但弟兄们，你要问嘅就系唔理你讲得系乜嘢嘅道理。
Well, doesn't matter what kind of ideas they preach.
不理那些道理是怎样能够说服人,
no matter how convincing they sound.
要紧的事就是说,根据什么?
Most importantly, on what basis are they teaching?
结果是什么?
What are the conclusions?
究竟是叫人得着主,还是叫人得到人的那个娱乐的感觉?
Are we obtaining the Lord, or are we just gaining some human entertainment?
是更多的认识主,抑或是说,在那树, 有一个好好的社交的场合来预备。
Are we there to meet more of the Lord, know of more of Him, or this is an occasion for social interaction?
但是因为以弗所书给我们一个非常明确的启示在那里。
Brothers and sisters, Book of Ephesians gives us a clear revelation.
神用着复活的生命来建造我们。
God used resurrected life to build us.
是要把我们建造成为灵宫。
That we might be built into a spiritual building.
是要把我们成建造成为神的殿。
That we could be built into the temple of God.
是要把我们建为神的居所。
That we might be a dwelling place of God.
是要叫我们成为神那个永远的旨意成全的那个焦点。
That we could be the channel for complete the eternal purpose of God.
用着我们这帮在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
That we who have the first hope in Christ.
来将万有都带回到去基督里面同归于一。
Bringing the whole universe into one in Christ.
这是非常严肃的事情。
Oh, this is very serious.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因此弟兄姐妹，当你回去到以弗所书里面的时候，
So when you come back to the book of Ephesians,
你睇到神自己嗰个工作系有一个程序，而且系有一个内容。
So you see the process of God's work, and there is the content as well.
神系根据佢自己嘅定规，按照佢自己嘅目的嚟一步一步嚟将神嘅儿女带进神自己嘅旨意。
According to his principle and through his process, step by step bringing his children into the fulfillment of his will.
所以到保罗在那里述说到神怎样将第一章里面那个祷告启示出来的神所要做的事在人的中间去执行的时候。
So, coming to this point, Paul recognized what he mentioned about the will of God from chapter 1 and how it's being manifest through humankind.
圣灵又感动他没办法禁止自己在神面前有第二个祈祷。
And Holy Spirit moved him so that he cannot but to have the second prayer.
那天来到第三章。
And came to chapter 3.
在第三章里面你看到保罗有第二次的祈祷。
There we find Paul, his second prayer.
第二次的祈祷是为什么事呢?
What is this matter in second prayer?
是呼应第一个祈祷。
It is to echo the first prayer.
第一个祈祷是由于第一章里面的内容引出来。
And the first prayer was caused by the content in chapter 1.
第三章的祈祷是由于第二章到第三章开头的时候就是述说神第一个祷告是怎样执行在人的中间那件事情来引出来。
And the second prayer was the result of what happened in chapter 2 and beginning of chapter 3. The result of God's work who were initiated from the first prayer.
当保罗看见神自己作工的手在人的中间这样一步一步来按着他的目的去
When Paul saw the hand of God working step by step in humankind to fulfill his will,
他就引出了第二个祷告。
Let him to for his second prayer.
那第二个祷告是什么内容呢?
And what's the content in the second prayer?
我可以这样给弟兄姊妹来了解。
I can cause you to understand in this way.
他是呼应第一个祷告。
He is to echo the first prayer.
但又说明第一个祷告那个执行的神的原则
and to affirm the principle upon the fulfillment of his first prayer.
即是说神执行他的第一个祷告的内容的时候他那个作工的原则
That is the principle upon how God execute his work for the prayer in chapter 1.
所以保罗在那时的祷告你特别注意到第一件事情。
So the first thing you notice in the second prayer.
一切都是从神那里开始。
Everything begins with God.
神又是万有的起头。
And God is the beginning of all things.
因此我们来跟上神的心意的时候我们首先注意这位起头的神。
So when we come before him, we must realize the Father of all things originate from him.
当你注意到这位起头的神的时候
when we notice that he is the God of all origin,
你就仰望他。
Then we seek him.
仰望他做什么呢?
And we pray to him for what?
我求神就用着他自己的圣灵来叫我们这个人心里的力量刚强起上来。
Verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he might strengthen you in the power through his spirit in your inner man.
这个心里的力量就是说住在我们里面的那个人。
That is the inner man, is the man that is in us.
我们里面有一个人。
In us there is an inner man.
呢个人我哋简单嘅嚟讲就系话，当你重生嘅时候，你所接受嘅神儿子嘅生命。
In another word, it's a new life of the Son of God is dwelling in us.
佢喺我哋里面系显明咗另外嘅一个人。
That in through him another man is being manifested.
佢唔系喺外边同我哋同住。
He is not dwelling outside with us.
住喺我哋嘅里边。
Rather is a dwell in us.
住喺我哋里边做咩嘢呢？
What is he dwelling in us for?
一面是供应我们生活的力量。
On one hand, he's giving us strength for our life.
一面是指导我们生活里面的拣选。
Or to guiding us how to choose in our dark life.
再一面呢，是保护我们行走在神自己的那个荣耀的旨意里。
And also to protect us so that we live and walk according to the will of God.
所以保罗在那时祷告就说，
And so Paul prayed.
求主藉着个荣神的荣耀，神的灵，叫我们里面那个人刚强起上来。
That we might be strengthened through the power of his spirit in our inner being.
那刚强起上来的时候就怎样呢？
And then what is the result of that?
把我们带到一个地步。
Bring us to a position.
让这位我们口里称他为主的。
The one that we call Lord.
在这位我们知道他是神所立的基督的。
That we know that he is the Christ that God has appointed.
是真真实实的作为我们的主。
That he indeed is our Lord.
所以那时就说，叫你里面的人刚强起上来，就使基督因信住在你里头。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
基督因信住在我们的里头，不是说他只是住在我们的里面。
Not only that he dwell in our heart,
是特别指出了他是怎样住在我们的里面。
But rather how he is to dwell in us.
正因为我们蒙恩得救了，我们主都住在我们的里面。
All that we are saved, the Christ dwell in us.
因为重生就是我们接受主的生命作我们的生命。
Born again means that we receive the Lord's life to be our life.
但是生命在我们的里头，是不是指导我们的生活的呢？
But is this life going to direct our lives?
一般我们来说，就是说生命是指导生活的。
We often say that life would then set out our living.
调翻转头来讲，生活乃系嗰个生命嘅发表。
In other words, our living is an expression of the life.
如果基督住喺我哋里边作生命
，now Christ is in us as our lives.
咁我哋嘅生活系咪让呢位主嚟去指导嘅
？So is our living, daily living, directed by the life of Christ?
正照呢个就系神喺我哋身上边作工嘅嗰个实际嘅进行。
And this is the real progress of the work of God.
从基督在我们里面作生命，
being Christ's life being in us，
成为我们让基督的平安在我们里面作主。
Then the peace of Christ can be the rule in our lives.
这个是哥罗西书第三章里面叫我们看到的那个程序次序。
And the Colossians chapter 3 mentioned this to us.
每个得救的弟兄姊妹，你都有基督作生命这件事情。
Every child of God, you have Christ being your life.
但是问题就话，你唔系有冇基督作生命。
This is not an issue whether you have the life of Christ being your life.
系基督点样喺你里面作生命。
But rather how Christ live in you.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We think praise and thank our Lord.
哥罗西书嗰处就话。
Colossians tell us.
让基督嘅平安喺你里面作主。
May the peace of Christ.
让基督的感觉在那处叫你知道主什么是主的喜悦，什么不是主的喜悦。
The sensitivity of Christ leads you to know what pleases him and what does not please him.
用以弗所书的说话来讲，就是说使基督因信住在你们里面。
In the here it says that you, Christ dwell in you through faith.
是基督住在你 我们里面。
Christ dwell in us.
不是神的儿子住在我们里面。
Not the Son of God dwell in us.
不是耶稣住在我们的里面。
Not Jesus dwell in us.
是基督住在我们的里面。
But Christ may dwell in your heart.
只要你懂得基督那个意思，你就知道那个区别。
If you know what Christ means, then you know the difference.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We think praise and thank God.
我们都是有主耶稣住在我们里面的。
We all have Lord Jesus dwell in us.
但是我们不一定是基督住在我们里面的。
Not necessarily Christ dwell in us.
你说区别在哪里呢？
You say, what is the difference?
区别就是说，你这个人的权柄在哪个人手里面？
The difference is, who holds the position in your life?
如果你那个权柄是在主的手里面，基督住在你里面。
If the authority is in Christ, then Christ dwells in your heart.
如果主是住在你里面，但是你整个的权柄在你自己的手里头。
If the Lord lives in you and yet all your authority in your own hand,
这个基督就没有住在你里面,
then Christ is not dwelling in your heart.
跟着我这个非常关键的一个事情,
brothers and sisters, these are essential.
也就是上文所说的,
this is what he said earlier, that Christ is the cornerstone.
使徒和先知各真基的实际,
apostles and the prophets are the foundation.
好了,
okay, Lord, the Lord lead us into this position
now.
And then the Lord lead us to live among the saints. We know that the church is the body of Christ. And our body is not full of only one member.
And practical
expression is,
身体是很多不同的肢体的组合,
and the body is a combination of many different members.
教会就是很多不同的神的儿女那个组合,
a church is a combination of many of the children of God. And this combination is not based in organization, but rather is a union of life. And when the union of life is expressed, then the spiritual body is being manifested. But yet, very often, we are restricted by our natural instinct. Our natural expression is everything based on ourselves to satisfy ourselves. Now the Lord bring us into the saints. Because one person cannot be a body. One person cannot be the church. Must be the binding of the saints. Then will be the church. When it is the fellowship of the saints, then it's the body of Christ. We thank and praise our Lord. How does the Lord lead us into the saints? First of all, we are to mature individually. Then when there are basis for our individual maturity, we're willing to receive the hand of the Lord to destroy ourselves. Then we have the foundation, the basis to receive all those other members. And then we are there to supply those who are members as well. When we are lead into this point, and at the beginning of the shape of the body, of course, the maturity of the body needs to develop further. We praise and thank the Lord. In the second prayer of Paul, lead us further. That through the fellowship with the saints, that we are able to grasp the how wide, how long, and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. So that we can completely escape from ourselves. No longer emphasize about ourselves. And allow God to open ourselves. And the result is, brothers and sisters, so that
就叫神一切所充满的充满了你们,
so that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And this is the declaration of the first prayer, isn't it?
第一章的宣告就是说, 叫教会成为基督的身体,
and the first prayer, it says, that which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in everywhere.
教会就成为神所充满,
And now, God works in us in such a way that the church is to be filled with Christ and with God Himself. We praise and thank God. When we are led into this position, and God can work freely among us, that His will is being established, and there come a conclusion. God in His church, God in Christ Jesus, that He received glory, and then throughout all generations, and forever and ever. We praise and thank our God. And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, and it's a declaration of the glorious will of God, and that the execution of the will of God as well. And then bring forward throughout the process the practical work of God. When the Spirit of wisdom and revelation illuminate our spiritual eyes, and then we can see the picture that God painted for us. See how the will of God is being manifest among us, and also manifest itself in the universe. And we have to thank the Lord. In this very brief summary, we concluded what we have shared last year. In the evening, we begin the practical steps.
認識, 我們知道了,
now we have the knowledge.
怎樣把這個認識成為實際呢?
How is that knowledge translate into practicality?
我們仰望主憐憫我們,
we look to the Lord to be merciful to us. That we find a way, the path of practical expression.
讓神可以自由地去成全,
that God can work and fully express what He set out to do. Let us pray.
主,
Lord, we thank You.
在你榮耀的啟示裡面,
in Your glorious revelation, we cannot no longer defend ourselves.
我们巴不得你当时感,怎样感动保罗,
Lord, we pray that how You moved Paul in the time past, You move us as well today. What Paul saw, Lord, we become our seeing as well. So that all our pursue and follow after is You yourself. And our desire is that Your will be accomplished upon us. So that, Lord, Your eternal purpose can fully express in the whole universe. That You receive the highest of glory. Lord, we also receive Your richest grace. Lord, lead us to understand more of the hands of Your work. Lord, grant to us a more desire for You. So that we can live out Your glorious will.
榮耀, 稱重, 感謝, 愛戴,
glory, honor, love, and adoration be unto You.
多謝主,
thank You, Lord, for sharing Your word unto us today.
但願我們都在你話語的光中來行走前面的路程。
May we tread the path ahead with the light of Your words.
我们这样祈祷仰望,
we pray and look to You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.